can hold it a bit closer to my...
Hold it a bit closer. Hello.
No.
Welcome to Under the Groomers, episode... I don't know what you're laughing at. I'm being professional.
Yeah. Sorry. It's a very quick turn of personality.
Yeah.
Your personality just changed.
Yeah. I'm professional now. That's what I'm doing. I'm actually very conscious that I want to do this quickly so we can go to the pub.
Yeah.
Because we're a couple of absolute top lads.
Exactly.
How are you?
Very good.
Very good. Too good, some have said.
Yeah.
This is Jack Davey, not his real name, a moniker, a comedian.
Sure.
A handsome man, I'm going to say that.
That's nice.
A dish, I would say. I think one of the hunks of the Bristol comedy scene.
That's great. I mean... Yeah.
I think you're probably... I mean, it's... you haven't got a lot of competition.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, no one... There's... Really, comedians, I don't agree with them being good looking anyway, because
you don't need to, you don't need the,
do something else.
Yeah, I think so.
But this is Under the Groomers. We're under my wife's dog groomers.
We are. It's very nice.
I'm here with Jackie. It's Sunday. Big news. How was your holiday?
yeah, it was good, thank you.
Yeah.
It was very rainy.
Sure.
Like normally it's like guaranteed 2 weeks of fun.
Paradise.
In the sun.
But where'd you go?
It was in Greece, but it was like the Ionian Islands, which is like near Greece. But it was, yeah, very thunderstormy actually.
Really?
And when you're trying to sleep on a boat, it's like...
On a boat?
Yeah.
Look at you. Sleeping on yachts?
I know.
I didn't know you lived such a sort of a playboy lifestyle.
Yeah, playboy Carti. I'm out there. Sailing the sea and banging bitches.
I don't know. I don't actually know. Is Playboy Carti a person?
I don't know either.
Oh, right. when you said it, I was like, this guy's young. He's younger than me. But
I don't know who it is. I think
it's a person.
Have you heard that?
I've heard the term.
I've heard it too.
Playboy Carti.
I don't know what it means.
Nah. Sorry, I should have just pretended that we know what we're talking about.
Is that recording still? What's that going on over there?
Yeah, there is a...
Doesn't look good.
No, I think the lines are still going.
Oh, is it?
I think it's fine. I think we're fine. Yeah,
I just think your red lines looks bad.
Yeah. It does look bad, doesn't
it?
Normal? No, I don't know. Well, this line's going up and down. This is not good stuff. We'll cut all that. Yeah. Actually, I probably won't. I'm quite lazy. I haven't been to Greece.
Oh, you got to go.
Do I?
Well, no, it's all right. You don't have to. But
Greek food. Are you into Greek food?
It's okay. I'm not. Obviously, your mind goes to the Greek salad, but then I don't really like that because I don't like feta.
Do you know what? That was my first thought. Feta.
Mm, yeah.
I've got a disgusting story where the punchline is feta, but I won't. I'll save it for another time. I think it is absolutely foul. But
another thing about the food is like they can't. They've got like bakeries on every island that we go to.
Sure.
And they're all rubbish. Like you go there. And there's a sausage roll. You get a sausage roll. My dad.
Yeah, it's
my
hard
dad
to get
one.
A sausage roll wrong.
Right. So he bites into it, and it's like the sausage is a frankfurter, like a little wiener.
That's
it's
no
so
good.
Just covered in pastry.
That's no good.
And the cheese slices they do, so it's like a cheese slice looks like one, but it's entirely packed with feta. It's a feta slice.
That's no good. It doesn't lend itself to the slice, does it, feta?
No, I wouldn't say
not
so.
Not at all.
No.
Crumbled in a salad. I don't like feta at all. I don't really like cheese, but no, that sounds disgusting. Greece, your food is garbage.
Yeah, get it right, Greece.
That's an Under the Groomers slam. You've had it. No, I'm not into Greek food. Baklava, is that them? Is that the Greeks?
I think that's everywhere because...
That's everywhere. You can get it in the shop on Church Road, to be fair, so...
Is it like one of those sort of... I mean,
here we go.
An international supermarket, is that what you call it? Sky supermarket, they're called.
I want to know the word you were going to use before you described it as an international.
Yeah.
A foreign shop.
Yes.
Yeah, a foreign shop, yeah. I love those shops because I'm not a racist. I need this, Jack, we should clarify.
And they sell like loads of drinks. The
soft drink collection is... being the supermarket is not as good as a foreign food shop.
Yeah,
we've got we've got bargains near me on Church Road. We've got bargains with a Z.
Two different shops.
Bargains. That's just one shop.
Okay.
Bargains. And then there's like Super Best World's Greatest off license or something it's called.
Okay, yeah.
And the soft drink game in there is cooking. I'm talking Rubicons aplenty, Rio Standard.
Yeah.
You've got flavors of Fanta you're not seeing on the regs.
Yeah.
And it puts the supermarkets to shame.
Do they have Mountain Dews?
I'm sure they've got Mountain Dews. I'm sure they've got it. They've got everything. They've got
like American.
You've
stuff.
Got the you've got like the old Jamaica, the ginger beer, all things like that.
Oh yeah.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
You're going into a shop, a Bargains, a McCall's, cost cutter. Barayas.
The one near my parents is called the Koala Store.
Here we go. Do they live in Australia?
I wouldn't say so.
No. I'm talking crisps, choc drink. You've got not unlimited budget, but you're feeling flush.
Yeah.
It's, you got paid a week ago, let's say.
Okay.
You're walking into Barayas.
Yeah.
It's crisps, choc drink, the big three.
And this is an ideal.
That's like your standard. You're on the, you've got a rucksack on, you're going to something. Crisps, choc drink.
Can I make, okay, so can it be, I want a Cadbury's Turkish Delight, right?
But okay. So there's your choc gone.
Yeah, choc, but as a, I want it to be Irish.
Okay, that's fine.
Because their Cadbury's are slightly different.
Okay, the fantasy, I thought, I'm pleased because I thought we were going to fall out there for a minute because yeah. I thought you were going to start saying, oh, can I not have chocolate? Can I have
no, sweets or something?
That's
I'm not
fine.
That. No.
It's your fantasy. So yeah, of course. Yeah. So you think Cadbury's chocolate is better in Ireland?
I think 100%. I think the recipe is different.
Here we go.
So when, because my mum's Irish, whenever she's going back and forward, she'll always bring back loads of, because they stopped selling Turkish Delight, I think, in the UK now.
I haven't seen it, but I thought it was fries anyway.
Nah, fuck that. No, that little square, that can get in the bin.
That's not it.
I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever seen a Cadbury's Turkish Delight. Yeah. Is that an Irish thing?
I've had this before and people say they've never seen it before. But
Turkish Delight, generally eaten by people over the age of 85.
I would never eat Turkish Delight, like a cube. Like a powdered cube. It always has to be within a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
But I'd have that one.
Okay, so the choc element is done.
Yeah.
A Cadbury's Turkey. I mean, if you saw that come in, wow. I reckon I could have been here a week and I would not have guessed Cadbury's Turkish Delight brackets Ireland.
But what a week it would have been.
Yeah, I've been busy. Okay, the choc element's done. Crisp.
Oh, okay.
Crisp me.
Yeah, it's tough. I used to be, because I don't eat meat, I used to really sort of try and replace that flavour profile by getting flame-grilled steak McCoy's.
Yeah.
But then for some reason now it's just started tasting bad to me and I'm not sure why that is. Over the past couple of months.
Losing a taste for the meat.
I'm losing a taste for it. And so I think...
I mean, they'd have to be pretty good crisps to replace a steak, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know what you mean though. It's quite an earthy taste. It's strong. Yeah. They're strong.
They are
as well.
Strong. They are strong.
Are you still on the cigs?
What the
Do you still smoke?
Oh,
oh no, you've been off them for ages.
Well, I smoke the heated tobacco ones.
Because sometimes if you give up smoking, you can find that like your taste buds come back. I thought maybe that's what was happening.
Oh, that's interesting. So like, and then maybe what you like changes because you realize
everything changes but you.
When you taste stuff, maybe you don't like it as much as you did when you couldn't taste it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you wouldn't have flame grilled McCoy's.
No,
anymore.
I wouldn't. No, I'd go for maybe salt and vinegar.
Tart.
Or like a prawn cocktail.
Prawn cocktail. Walkers?
Big time. Yeah. Okay. For sure.
Walkers for both?
I think so.
Fair play. Drink. I mean, this is where you can really.
I'm gonna play it safe with the drink and I'm going to get just a full fat Coke.
Straight up cola.
I think so.
I respect that.
I think so.
It's hard to beat a full fat Coke.
I think so. Can I reckon I could tell you yours.
I'm pretty vocal about it, but go on.
Yeah, this is more a memory test for me because I think I've seen you.
I mean, I mention it and I buy it. Most people have been around me when I buy these items.
Yeah.
And I also tell people in the street how much I like these things.
Okay, so I reckon I'm most confident in
Great game, this, by the way.
I'm most confident in your choice for... Oh. Okay, the drink. You're a Rio?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a big Rio guy.
Do you know what? I just got a massive dose of... is it dopamine when you said yes?
Yeah,
getting them right?
Yeah. It's okay, a good game.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go for your crisps now. But I can't remember if you said these would be your favourite pub crisp or whether they're your favourite crisp.
Yeah.
And is there a difference between the two?
It depends. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Crisps are more complicated. What's your guess?
My guess is Brannigan's.
Oh, yeah, you're bang on. You are bang on, boy.
But I've forgotten. I'm going to say it's ham and mustard.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, it's... is it ham and... you've got two flavours there, ham and mustard. Because it's beef and... Is it beef and mustard, I think, and ham and pickle?
I've never had them.
Oh, yeah.
I
clearly talk about...
Yeah, you do.
I mean, they've been discontinued for years, have Brannigan's, they? Yeah.
Oh,
great memory. Yeah, you're bang right with the Brannigan's. You're two for two.
Two for two.
And I'll let you off because I don't mind which flavour out of the two.
Okay, cool.
Out of those two, I think it's ham and pickle and beef and mustard.
Nice, okay.
So either or. That's two for two.
Oh, okay. Your chocolate bar. I'm stuck between two.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get it wrong, can I have my second guess?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, brilliant. So I'm gonna.
I made the rules.
I'm gonna say a Lion bar. Right. Okay, I've got it wrong.
I mean, obviously.
I think I've got it with my second, but.
Okay. Obviously, I mean, I'm not gonna say I don't like a Lion bar. Of course, I like a Lion bar, but I'm. These days, I'm not getting it.
No.
I'm not getting it.
Have they changed it or have you changed?
I've changed. Maybe as I got older. I'm 40 now.
Yeah.
Start to realize, hold on, whoa. Better things out there. There would have been, there would have been a time the Lion would have been the one off the shelf.
Yeah, okay.
What's your second guess? This is it now. This is for the...
This is it.
This is for the car. this is for the jackpot.
I'm going to say a topic.
You're so close.
Oh no.
You're so close.
Oh god.
And this is tough. This is tough. But you're very close with the topic. I'm a picnic guy.
Oh man.
You didn't win the speedboat. Take it. Yeah.
Is there any prize?
No, but I mean 2 out of 3. I've got a couple of quid in my pocket you can have if you want.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Pretty close.
Okay,
I don't know if that means that I either talk about junk food too much or we just spend a lot of time together and that's generally what I get. But I'm a picnic guy. Picnic, I think, for me, criminally underrated. Lion, I don't knock about with Nestle anymore.
No.
I'm in the post-Nestle years of my life.
Wow.
Okay. I think the chocolate's inferior and I think as you get older, you go, do you know what? I'm not getting something unless it's Cadbury.
I've never been Nestle.
Not a Nestle guy. So I like a Lion. You stick Cadbury chocolate on that.
Mm.
I'm back on Lions. But not anymore. I'm a picnic guy.
Do you like Galaxy?
Nah, for me.
No, I do.
Not big on it. I don't mind a minstrel.
Mm.
I'd have a minstrel. You know, it sort of remind me of girls at school having a Galaxy ripple. And I don't want an erection when I'm eating chocolate.
No.
So holiday in Greece, that was good. Here's what I wanted at. How are we doing for time? We're doing all right. You're big in the comedy game.
Which can't get bigger.
Big name.
Yeah. Huge.
On the Southwest.
That's right.
This podcast is sort of, I describe it as a slice of Bristol, a slice of comedy, a slice of friendship.
Is yeah, okay. Nice.
Yeah. A slice of clumsy conversation. How's the comedy game treating you?
Do you know what? I haven't actually I've really taken a bit of a step back. I think
congratulations.
I've gigged maybe twice in the last 2 months.
Lovely, that's nice.
And that's just been emceeing. Like spots, but I need to get back into it, I think.
It's nice not doing it. That's the thing with comedy.
It's really good.
Nice to do it. Lovely not to do it.
Yeah, that's
really
true.
Nice.
The best thing. Even this, what we're doing now.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit hungover. I was thinking, imagine if you just couldn't make it anymore.
And
I was thinking,
you did, yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting, because I did think, because I got back late last night and I was like, oh, I can't really be bothered. And as I've mentioned before, we're going to the pub after this to watch football. So I just kind of want this done.
Yeah.
And or did you want the football cancelled as well?
No. I'd be a weird set of circumstances where for some reason we can't do this, but we can do that.
Obviously, I want to do that as well.
Yeah.
But I decided to push on through. But my friend, I guess my friend Andy has the idea. I've mentioned this on a podcast before. The Cancel Plans app, or the Cancel Plans sort of...
Oh, that's so good. I think
So you, if you make plans with someone,
yeah,
you both put it into the app.
Yes.
And then...
That's
you
great.
Can press cancel plans.
Oh my god! And they won't know until
and they won't
play.
Know. And if the other person press cancel plans,
yeah,
the plans are cancelled, and you're both happy. But if you press cancel plans, the other one doesn't. They'll never know that you pressed it.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's incredible.
Good idea, that, isn't it?
Is that not a thing?
Don't think it's a thing. I think my friend Andy came up with it.
Well, I'm being genuinely serious. I think that wouldn't even be difficult to do.
No, I don't think so.
But then how would you sync it? Because you'd need to enter it into
when you make plans with someone, you put it in the app.
Yeah, but you both got the app.
Yeah, yeah. So you both, so you sync it up, you make plans. So say we've both got the app, we're logged in. Yeah. You and me, pod record Sunday at 11.
Yeah.
Stick that in. I mean, the problem is I press it. I don't think I'd ever do anything. That's the big thing.
I
press it immediately.
Do you know what I think the only problem with that is? I think if you're making plans with someone and they suggest... Oh, should we put that in the app?
You just don't want to do this.
At that point, yeah.
You have to put all plans in the app. That's the key.
And that's mandated by who?
The government. All plans. If you're making plans, you have to put it in the app.
I think you would just press it, wouldn't you?
Every time, you wouldn't do anything. No one would ever leave the house. But I think we'd all be like,
brilliant idea.
The guy, my friend Andy, who I believe came up with the idea, someone might be thinking, that's my idea, but...
Yeah,
pretty sure it's my mate Andy. Me and him, we've got a pretty solid relationship. We don't see each other often, but we also have a complete understanding that if the other one wants to pull out of seeing each other, no problem. We've agreed on that years ago.
Good.
That's it. We have a gentleman's agreement.
Yes.
Of I'm not going to that.
When's the last time you've seen Andy?
I haven't seen him for years now.
Yeah.
Very difficult to get hold of him. He's aloof. So no gigs, that's nice.
Yeah, how's comedy going for you? What's the vibe here? Are you interviewing? What is it?
There's no vibe, really. We're just hanging out. It's,
just
hanging out, really. There's no real vibe. It's not an interview. I'm not
grilling. No.
Am I grilling you?
No, not at all.
Let's talk about your relationship with your parents. Speaking of which,
yeah,
I saw the video of your holiday with your parents.
Oh, so embarrassing that.
Because I try not to go on the internet too much.
Yeah.
Facebook, obviously, especially for gigs and things, you have to pop on every now and then. You're messaging people about stuff.
Sure.
Popped up. Jack Davies been tagged in a video. I thought, here we go. Is he going to be crushing a comedy club emceeing? Is he going to be... is it a sketch? Is he becoming one of those Instagram comics where he's like, have you ever noticed that, you know, some people... If you're a Gen Z, don't know how to use the microwave. Directly insulting someone. I know.
Yeah.
But actually,
and it's not even hard to get.
No. Yeah. A friend of mine giving him the middle finger. But actually, it was a lovely video your mother had made about your holiday. Can't turn that off. That's mental. It was a video of your holiday in Greece.
Yeah, it's so. Do you know what? I was out last night with some friends and someone who I'm not really close to said, oh, I saw a video. And I was so confused. I was like, are you friends with my mum on Facebook? I asked you the same question.
You did. Yeah. I wish I was friends with your mum on Facebook. And that's not like manly banter, no. You know, like.
Oh, it's sincere. You want to be
there. Yeah, I would like to. She's sharing good content. I saw you on the boat with your shirt off. I was like, this is, you know.
Yeah,
Facebook's a bit of a bit of a wasteland these days. No one's uploading anything.
No.
When was the last time you uploaded something to Facebook?
Never. You know, my mum is active on Snapchat, like hugely. She's got about I'd say maybe 5 or 6 mates.
Oh, right.
But she documents everything on Snapchat, and she's constantly like filming like little vlogs. But her, friends, her mate.
Yeah. That's very sweet. She's quite young, your mum, though.
She's 52.
That's young to me. You know, I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's young to me, 52.
I guess it is quite young. I mean, there's only what, like, I'm, what, 30? That's like 22 years. That's quite a short gap, I guess, in between.
Yeah, very small gap, yeah.
Your mum.
So she's Snapchatting.
Hugely.
Are you in the Snapchats?
I'm in all of them. But she's only sending it. She's doing these big stories. And so I've sometimes downloaded Snapchats just to see
what she's up to.
What spin has been put on me today. And there'll be like, seriously, like, be like 10 minutes of worth of content.
Yeah.
And it's all just for six people. I mean, you've got to.
But I tell you what, I bet those six people enjoy it.
They must do.
That's the thing. I enjoyed the video of you on holiday.
I haven't even seen it.
It's great. You look like you had a great time. Yeah. You're on the boat. You've got your shirt off.
Yeah.
I thought he's been in the gym. He's been pumping.
I've been big time.
Yeah. You're getting big. Yeah, I was impressed with that. It looks like a great holiday.
It was.
On the boat, beers.
Yeah.
Food, family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sunsets.
It was really nice.
Set to music.
Was it?
There's music, baby.
What music is it?
Just sort of, you know, a pastiche.
Playboy Carti.
Yeah. It's Pussy Turn Red. I am done. Yeah. So, yeah.
Have you been on holiday this year at all?
No. I'm not really big on it. Because I find going places stressful.
Yeah.
Because I stress out about, you know, everything. Everything, you know, planes, getting there.
Yeah, okay.
So for me, the real treat is just to do nothing. Holly went away without me.
Yeah.
Which I think is the
same. Who did she go with?
She went with her mum.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And
okay.
I think, you know, it's the sign of a unhappy marriage. It's not. Because I just went, you know what? She should go on holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's nice to have a break from me as well.
Yeah.
Go.
So what were you doing? Were you...
I just whacked it 2 weeks. Pulled the end off it.
Yeah.
Straight
nice.
Up. Yeah. No, it was fine. I just... I like not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a staycation guy. I'm lazy. I'm sort of...
Yeah, I get it.
Criminally lazy.
I've never really been a holiday guy, but then this year I was like, yeah, I kind of feel like I needed
to go. Yeah, because you're sort of running the business world in the day and then crushing the comedy game at night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to switch off.
I know.
You got to switch off.
I can't switch off.
Now, Jack, you are the Under the Groomers official Agony uncle.
Well, we...
Agony aunt.
Yeah.
You're a guy, I look at you and I think, there's a guy who's got it together.
Yeah.
He knows his onions. He knows the business world. He knows the comedy world.
It's very kind of you to say that.
He knows the women, the ladies' world. Knows his way around a woman. Doesn't need a map, I would say.
That makes it sound like I've had like my a man.
Yeah. Think Jude Law. Circa 1998.
Is that peak Jude?
Shagging. So actually, I've already got a question. Normally, we're going to have people write in. If you want to write in, I don't even think I've got an email address for this yet. UnderTheGroomers@gmail.com. That can't have been taken.
You'd think so.
I haven't opened the account yet, but email, if you've got a question for Jack, if you need advice for something, email underthegroomers@gmail.com. And if that email address is gone, then this is a big mistake.
You got a feel for the person who's got that email.
Now, here's something I know about you.
Yeah.
You were recently someone's best man.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So, my question, I think, will be advice on the perfect best man's speech. That's so imagine someone's written in and they're going to say,
yeah,
I've got a best man's speech for blah, blah, blah. And then you can give them advice on that. But first of all, how was that experience? Was that your first time as a best man?
No, it was my second time.
Oh, big man.
Yeah.
Double dipping on the best man duties. Popular guy. This is what I'm talking about. This is why we need him for advice. Second time as the best man.
It was, yeah, second time. But this time was different because there was two best men this most recent
That's
time.
Tough. Sharing the limelight.
Yeah.
Not something he's used to.
It does make it more difficult, actually, because when we did the speech, we opted for... So sometimes when you've got two best men, maybe you just want to do the stag, do you want to do the speech? Or when, mm-hmm. if you're both doing the speech, one will do one bit and then the other one will do their bit. Almost like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Part one, part two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But me and Matt opted to do almost like a back and forth, double acty.
It's Ant and Dec.
Ant and Dec, exactly. That's what we were hoping for.
It's Ant and Dec, isn't it? I was trying to think of another example of a back and forth, but it's Ant and Dec, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know what, they're so good at it. You know, they're the kings for a reason.
Hard to beat, you know, if you're talking two guys sharing the responsibility.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they've ever...
fucked?
Ant and Dec a girl?
Oh, had a threesome.
Do you reckon? Surely, in the Biker Grove days or something.
I mean, if you want to call yourself a double act.
I think it's part of the process.
Yeah.
They must have done in the 90s.
During, yeah, like you say, Biker Grove, their first.
Biker Grove, or even in the early.
What was their tune? Their first tune? Was it?
Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
They were. Yeah. They must have pumped the same girl then.
Yeah, surely.
Imagine being the filling of an Ant and Dec sandwich.
Well, my best. I actually, do you know what? Instead of just like, I pictured it.
I feel like you really picked
It's not good radio, is it? But
no,
I genuinely just glazed over and imagined what it would be like. And yeah.
So you're at the wedding. It's Ant and Dec. It's back and forth. So do you know, you've pre-written the speech between you. Have you rehearsed?
We've rehearsed. Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
That's nice.
We had a few run-throughs. Because
a few. See.
Rather than, we were sort of almost going to do it in the way that one of us would say, oh, I remember this. And then. He'd say, that's not quite how I remember it.
Oh, that's
and then
nice.
That'd be the truth. But then really we realised quite late that in order to do that, you almost need to be out of that. You need to be a pro. Because
it's harder than it looks.
Because if you do that whole like fake acting, like, hey, wait a second, that's not how I... Ooh. It would just like give a stinky vibe.
Sort of getting a bit of secondhand embarrassment. Plus you're a comedian. So do they all know you're a comedian?
Yeah, because
a little extra pressure on you.
Yes,
than the other best man, who I assume wasn't a comedian.
No, but weirdly, he's good. He's well placed to do it as well because he films weddings for a living. So he's seen a million best man speeches.
I feel like the guy getting married,
yeah,
was hiring people based on their credentials. Yeah, it's great. I've got a photographer for the he's doing the videography. Yeah, he's a professional filmmaker. My best man's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting his mates in to do all the dirty work.
It almost does seem
good
like
plan.
That.
So the two of you are up there.
He, by the way, he threw us under the bus first by
the
saying,
groom.
He said, "I want you to." Yeah, he said, "I want you to know these two best men. One's a comedian, and one's seen a million best man speeches and whatever."
So this should, in theory, you're looking at number one best man speech of all time.
It's a lot of pressure.
In theory, a professional comedian and a professional wedding filmmaker who, like you said. He's seen all the mistakes. He can tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah.
It's set up for perfection.
But, okay. So I feel like before I get into it, I need to set the scene a bit more. So it was supposed to be in the normal order of how it works, which is the father of the bride speech, and then you've got the groom speech, and then the best man speech. That's what we were going for. And it was all going to be done and dusted before the food.
Did the bride speak? Sometimes you get a bit of that these days in the modern age.
She fucking sung. Her and the bridesmaids got up.
Not the bridesmaids as well.
They all had microphones each and they were singing. It was a song from a film, I can't remember, but it was about women.
Hairspray.
It might have been. Yeah. for the listener. I don't know how you described that.
It's the
crocodile
yak
hands.
It's the yak 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 hand hand signal.
So
a dance routine with that?
I guess, yeah.
Choreography.
A little bit. Nothing too heavy. But still enough to make me and Matt think, well, we're not fucking topping this, you know.
You got to follow that.
You've got to follow it.
Have you ever done a gig where there's music on the bill as well as comedy? You just can't follow it. Music's so much better than comedy, you just can't follow it.
When have you... I've never... Oh, I've done like a classic open mic night.
Where there's like people on with like guitars and shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Can't follow it. So they do the song, you can't remember the song.
Can't remember what song it is. But it's now dragged on, so we realised we're running late behind. And so they said we're going to go after the starters. So the groom's speech cut off.
Ooh.
We're going to go after the starters. And then that gets pushed back then until after the mains, and we're like, right, okay, it's pushed back again because there was a song. But then it gets told to us, we don't have time anymore. The venue needs to like clean up and stuff. So you need to do it during the mains. Plates down on the table. That's our cue. That everyone's got their food, but 130 people.
Oh,
and
my
so all you can hear is the sound of cutlery on plates. There's the microphone is like, do you remember those old Belly Laughs gigs where the PA would be like a little speaker? And
yeah.
The speaker was like that to fill a room that was.
It sounds a bit like a Belly Laughs gig.
Yeah, it did. No one could hear anything.
Belly
anyway.
Laughs, they were some charity gigs that used to run in Bristol where in January. They put gigs on in like restaurants when people were eating.
Yeah.
And it's as bad as it sounds. Like the idea being that restaurants are quiet and comedians are quiet, so let's raise money for the homeless. Actually, what we were doing was ruining dinners.
Yeah, 100%.
Ruining dinners was the night. So you just come in and do 5 shit minutes of comedy while someone ate a sourdough pizza.
Some of my worst gigs.
Yeah. Horrible, horrible times.
Did you ever do those ones where it's like just you and like a couple...
Yeah.
It's not fun for anyone.
I did one in one of the Whopping Wolf tins.
Yeah.
And there was like 6 people in there.
Oh.
Hell.
And I assume you got micless? You got no mic?
Sometimes, yeah. Hell in a cell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't compete with food less than, I'd say even more so than music, you can't compete with food.
No, of course not. Especially because you're hungry as well. Like,
my man hasn't eaten.
No, everyone was quite hungry at this point. And then, yeah.
Because the speeches are dragging on.
We're competing with the food. People are so pissed. There's a lot of Irish family there. And I'm talking like, I was thinking, who is that talking? And I looked and I was like, oh, clearly this guy with face tattoos.
Yeah.
Or like neck tattoo. Yeah. And like, he was already told by the groom to shut the fuck up. Genuinely, in the groom's speech, a wedding, old people there, family there. He says, can you shut the fuck up?
Wow.
And they don't. They're just getting so loud. So they're going on, the food's going on, the speaker's not working. Oh, and the mic is a wireless mic, and that cut out halfway through. So we had to awkwardly shuffle from round to behind the groom. It was a shit show.
No
one could hear. No one was listening. It was tough. And we're trying to do our little double act.
That's not quite how I remember it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It was bad. And I was so much more nervous than Matt was because I don't care if it's a gig. You're never going to see these people again. Because it's a wedding.
Pressure.
Sort of, there's a bit more. Mm. You must have done a best man speech.
I've never done a best man speech.
Have you not?
No, always the bridesmaid.
Yeah. Would you like to do one? Do you reckon you'll get called up at any point?
I don't think so. Most of my friends are married or getting divorced.
I wonder.
Do you know what? I don't think I'm a lot of people's first choice for best man.
Yeah.
But I reckon second time around, a couple of people would be double dipping. As I'm getting older in life, I think I'm getting more popular.
Would they trust you, do you think? Or would they be nervous about what you'd say?
I think there is an element that it could be good fun, but also I have the ability to say something horrific and potentially mar the day.
I would have faith in you to do it because I think you'd know how to strike a balance.
I appreciate that. I didn't do a very good groom speech at my wedding. That's one of my big regrets of my wedding day.
But there's no pressure on you to...
I know.
No one cares about that one.
No, I know, but I didn't write anything because I thought I'd wing it.
No.
You know.
Really nothing?
I didn't write anything. I just thought I would freestyle it. It was a big mistake because I basically forgot to thank...
That's the only job you got.
...loads of people. Yeah. And
the big thanks.
And I thanked people.
Yeah.
But there were people that I forgot to thank.
Oh, God.
Like Auntie Sue, who drove to France and bought all the booze.
Oh.
I forgot to thank her.
Oh, no.
Because I was freestyling it.
Was she annoyed?
No, I don't think so. She's nice, but yeah, big mistake.
Drove to France?
Yeah, like on a booze run, because we did all the booze. Cheap? I think she was doing it anyway.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's true, actually. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But thank you. Yeah, we did it all ourselves.
Yeah.
But so the speech is, would you say it was a disaster?
No, I think once you, if you do comedy, you probably have a higher, you know what's good and what stinks.
Yeah.
Whereas people probably would, but no one cares. No one cares more than me. You know what I mean?
No one cares more
than me how it went.
Yeah.
But it's so silly because you sort of feel like a bit of a dick whenever you talk about being nervous. The day's not about you.
No, exactly.
But any best man will tell you, it's all you're thinking about. And it kind of feels like it's all about you.
I remember my best men being incredibly nervous.
Yeah.
I remember seeing them thinking, Chill out.
How many best men do you have?
I had two.
Well, they did a double act.
I did the double, yeah. They did the double.
And did they do a part one, part two, or were they sort of Ant and Dec in it?
No, there was no... I can't really remember. They did a good job, actually.
Yeah?
They did a bit of an Ant and Dec, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they did a little bit, but it was... they were good, actually. Sort of annoyingly good. It was quite slick.
Oh,
they,
right.
Yeah, it was very good.
Did it feel rehearsed or did they feel quite natural?
It just felt like they'd done... They were both sort of a bit annoyingly good. Again, I'm a comedian.
Is that the comic in you sort of being
Maybe.
A bit jealous?
I was a bit... And they were killing it. Everyone rolling around. I was like, it's not that good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not as easy as it looks. And they done... They had some really nice touches. They got like... they got a video of like Craig David. Well, they played it.
And oh,
he was
I've...
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and he was like giving... Giving me and Holly like his well wishes and stuff. I'm a big Craig David guy.
How did you get the? How did they get Craig David? Was it this is before cameo?
Friend
work,
of mine. Sure. Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine. Think it was my friend Meat. What? I got a friend called Meat.
Really?
Yeah, and I think he works in like the music industry or something.
I bet he's good at networking.
Meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Meathead.
Is that what it's short for?
Yeah, Meathead.
Meathead, he's got a big head. Mm. Or is he like a big tough nut?
Oh, he's a tough boy.
Yeah.
He's a scrapper.
So he met CD, that's cool. And he got.
And then he said, my friend's getting married, can you just record a message into your phone? Because he loves you.
It was like a voice message.
It was like a video. He was like,
oh, a video, yeah, that's cool.
I've still got it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
He's like, hi Jeremy, hi Holly, boy Craig David. I was like, this is fucking...
And you also had James Corden, right?
I also got one from James Corden, because I used to know him from back in the day.
Yeah.
But I sort of...
You seem a bit sour about that one.
I was a bit sour about that. They think they did that one to annoy me.
Right, 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 right.
He's a bit of a hit.
Do you reckon he remembered you?
No. Well, no, I don't
Did he mention something about that? About?
I think he sort of claimed that he did remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he was. But so, this is the point. What advice would you give to someone if they've written into you, they're like, dear Jackie, I don't know why they talk like that.
Sure.
Yeah. Dear Jackie, I've got a best man speech for the first time ever and I'm really nervous. What are your top tips for giving a best man speech?
Okay, I'll give you my top tips, but I must say, I was so sweating about doing best man speech, I've done two now, that I've scoured the internet and listened to loads of stuff. So this is not my advice, this is just the best advice that I've picked
good
up.
Good advice, this is your advice. Look, you're the advice guy.
Okay, the best bit of advice is to not play to the stag do. I think that's an easy trap, especially when there's two of you.
And the stag do's are dumbasses.
No, exactly. You need to be aware that the speech
you
is
You've
got to
play to the whole room.
The whole room.
Granny, granddad.
Yep, exactly.
Fun for all the family.
Yes.
That's great advice, Jack.
And yeah, especially when there's two best men, you egg each other on so much. You're like, oh, do you reckon it'd be funny if we fucking... And you laugh about it in the pub when you're planning it, but then... It never quite happens. So
yeah.
I say, don't do that. Another bit of advice, don't go too long. I think that's an obvious one.
For sure. I went to
5 to 10 mins.
Holy hell. Two guys again. They made a video. Oh my God, it was so long. And I don't think we'd had the food. It was hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great advice. Don't go too long.
I think the line I've heard is that no one is ever at a wedding thinking, oh, I wish that went on a bit longer.
Yeah, yeah. Or anything in life.
Yeah, true.
Anything. Well. hey, I get you. I got you. I think even then they're thinking, it was short, but
I'm glad
it didn't go on any longer. That's one of my perks, is that it's fast. It might be bad, but at least it's over quickly.
You know, you can get on with your day. You've got stuff to do.
In the morning.
Another bit of advice, I would say, and this is actually something that I don't know if it's the fact from just doing comedy. You don't want to do... You've got to write your own jokes when you do comedy, right?
Yeah, well,
but
you
there are so many hack jokes within best man speeches. But I think you can really lean into that, because it's only if you're a comedian you might feel weird about doing old jokes. But there are some jokes that are great and they always get a laugh.
Yeah.
You know? And so I would say... What? Why are you laughing at?
I don't know, but I could just imagine you just sort of doing like an old, like 70, like, I tell you about my wife. Big as a house, she is. She's a big fat man. Like, you know, like, that's why I can just imagine you doing like an old Jimmy.
Just turning into like Bernard Manning.
Yeah, doing like an old Jimmy Tarbo routine. That's your advice, is to turn up and go, thanks for coming, everybody. Yeah, I'm glad I got here. Got out of bed. My wife's so massive. I'd like to see
that. Do you remember that joke you told me once about, you know, Jimmy Tarbo?
I tell it all the time.
I told it to my dad on holiday because I was really drunk. He loved it.
It's such, I told it to someone the other day, yeah. And I was like, I tell this joke too much.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like we can't tell it on here, but...
No, because it's racist.
It is racist, yeah. It's a racist joke.
That I saw performed live and I now repeat.
Yeah.
It's just an accent.
You bought tickets to see a racist comedian. He did a racist joke.
And I laughed. And we tell it. Who's got a problem with that? but the libtards don't like it. Okay, yeah. I like it because it's sort of horrific. But
yeah.
It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So top tips for the wedding speech.
Don't play to the stag do.
Don't make racist jokes. Don't play the stag do. That's good advice.
Don't go on too long.
Mm-hmm.
Short, sweet, get out. Say some mean things. Say some nice stuff, especially about the bride.
That's good advice.
But also, it's quite heartwarming when you talk about your relationship with the groom. I know you're supposed to slag him off, but if you can tie it up at the end and be really positive about him, it kind of smooths over any of the bad stuff you've said before.
A bit. That's all people will remember.
Yeah, exactly.
A bit of sincerity.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very nice. Well, I think that's good advice.
I think that's all you need to do. And, crucially, you get very nervous, but remember, there's so much goodwill in the room. It's very hard to fuck it up.
You
do a gig, even at a comedy gig, people go out and pay and they want to laugh, but that's even hard work.
They want it to
at a wedding. They super want it to go well.
They're
waiting for that opportunity to laugh. So even if it looks like you're trying to make a joke, even if it's not a joke, it's a shit joke, if it looks like you're trying to get a laugh, they will laugh. So it's relax annoying,
relax,
yeah, chill out, bruv.
If in doubt,
smoke a J.
That's good advice. And if in doubt, whip it out,
get your cock out.
Yeah.
Yeah. If in doubt, get your cock out.
That's the punchline.
Yeah.
Well, if you want any advice on any topic, you can email us and Jack will endeavor. Is that the right word? To help you?
Yeah, sure.
Could be the word.
I will help you.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Don't write in if you don't want your problems fixed, because I'll fucking fix them. I'll give you the perfect advice. So.
All right, that'll probably do us because I want to go. If you've listened to this, congratulations. Tell your friends. Mm. Anything to plug?
No.
Joe might need a housemate. See you later.
Oh, God.